Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we're going into the 4th of July anniversary with quite a bang. We had Major General Stubblebine on with us with Dr. LeBeau in the first hour, into the second. Congressman Ron Paul for a half hour. And now we're going to have David Icke for an hour and a half or maybe longer coming up in the next segment. Quite an interesting interview that should be, and we'll be talking to David Icke in just a few minutes. I do want to, again, encourage all listeners to know that I generally do this. I did this with Endgame, what, about 6 o'clock Central, 8 months ago, on the day it came out. I released it the day before, about 6 hours before it was supposed to come out. Now, the main reason I do that is to tweak any servers or make sure it streams to you quickly with high quality or downloads well. On the big CDNs, we've got super high quality. It's incredible. So that's my main reason. But I'm letting you, the loyal listeners, those that happen to be tuning in right now who are PrisonPlanet.tv members, that you'll be able to see it first, kind of get that sneak peek. It's a cinema verite, which means cinema truth in French. The cinema of truth is the literal translation. And no voiceover, no nothing. It's the history of the 9/11 truth movement, the action, what's happened to the first responders, the key info that it was an inside job, and you know, really a testament to people standing up, and it's meant to spread the revolution. I can think of no better way to spend your July 4th or the eve of July 4th than watching it in super high quality. I mean, you can blow up these computer feeds on a big screen TV. We were doing it yesterday on a big plasma 40-something inch here in the office. And it was crystal clear. I mean, in the super high-quality versions. Just absolutely amazing. Get your PrisonPlanet.tv $5.95 membership. It's good for a month. Can download all the other films, stream them, whatever. And, of course, get your copy downloaded and burn it to disk or however you'd like of the new film, 2 years in the making. That is Truth Rising. 9/11 Chronicles Part 1, Truth Rising, available at InfoWars.com right now. You can go over to the DVD, the best quality, or get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership right now. And please spread it to everybody out there. Make all the copies you want. I want you to make copies. Econo Blue, I had seen these in a few offices over the years. It takes the water out of the air, then it sends it through 5 filters. And I just want you to find out about it. Go to ECOLO Blue. It's an English and a U.S. pronunciation, but it's EcoloBlue.com, ECOLOBlue.com, EcoloBlue.com. Go to InfoWars.com, and there's a big banner for it halfway down. Or give them a call. They're out in California, and these units are just fabulous. We have one here in the office, and you can get water anywhere with this. Even if, I mean, you can be in the desert, and this thing produces gallons and gallons and gallons a day. Here where it's humid, it produces, just check it out, ECOLOBlue.com, ECOLOBlue.com, or 866-585-4044, 866-585-4044. Go check it out. Go read about it. Unlimited water from the humidity in the air, filtered 5 times. Just a fabulous new sponsor, 866-585-4044. And don't forget these wonderful New World Order Trading Cards.com, NWO, just the initials, www.nwotradingcards.com, and they've got them of everybody in there, myself, Jim Tucker, the Bilderberg Group, Henry Kissinger, Queen Beatrix, Dick Cheney, so many other good guys and bad guys. There's 4 different sets of them. They're beautifully done, handcrafted, and you definitely want to check them out at NWO Trading Cards, the initials, nwotradingcards.com. At least go look at them. They have all the card designs. There are currently 42 cards in the series with more in production. Some cards are rare, presenting a valuable collection. And they're all made right here in the United States. NWOTradingCards.com. The man, the myth, the legend. He is one of the best public speakers I've ever seen and a great mind. And so much of what he said has turned out to be true. I really respect him and apologize for mean things I said about him 8 years ago. He's David Icke. Let me get back. Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already four times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great-flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a two-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of three great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
When I learned that the accumulation of acidic waste was the likely cause of my painful joints, lack of energy, and weight gain, I knew I would have to change to a more alkaline diet, but it just seems so difficult. Then a friend suggested I try a Jupiter Water Ionizer from SnyderHealth.com and detox my body even before I changed my diet by drinking alkaline ionized water. Drinking water? Now that's something I can handle. The guys at Snyder Health took the time to explain all of the different options and help me choose the ionizer that was right for me. I use my new Jupiter ionizer for everything, for drinking, for cooking. And since I've been drinking the water, I have more energy, my joint pains are gone, and I already lost 7 pounds, and my skin looks great. Give them a call today at 877-356-2508 to find out which ionizer is right for you. They offer a full 30-day money-back guarantee and free shipping, so there's absolutely no risk. You can visit them on the web at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It is July 3rd, 2008. We're going to be live here for another hour and 50 minutes. David Icke will be with us into the middle of the next hour. He really doesn't need any introduction, and I'm very pleased that he'll spend time with us today. He's very busy. He's running for Parliament right now. He has been the head of the Green Party previously in England. He, of course, is a championship goalie. You know, in the big international league. He also, of course, was a big presenter, one of the top presenters on the sports on BBC. What a life he has led, and he is the author of scores of best-selling books. I agree with about 99% of what David Icke has to say, and now I've got to sometimes say, as weird as things are, who knows, the other 1% might be right. I mean, we're on a planet hurtling through space, and God only knows. And so I really respect him. I appreciate him. And he's just a great speaker and a very interesting mind, riveting individual. And so he wants to first talk about this election, and then I want to get into where he sees things going in the next few years. He's made predictions before, and they've come true, unfortunately. What he's forecasting in the next 5 to 10 years, what he's forecasting in the short term with Iran, how he thinks this is going to play out with the forces of good and evil, where he thinks mankind is going, a conversation with David Icke. And, of course, his website's davidicke.com. He has many others, and we have links to those up on infowars.com and prisonplanet.com. David Icke, thank you for spending time with us.
Pleasure, Alex.
You've got the floor. Talk about whatever you'd like, sir.
Well, it's kind of interesting. Just in the last hour, I'm looking at some of the things that are happening around me here. What happened was that a guy called David Davis, who's a conservative member of parliament, they're in the opposition here to the Labour government, he was the Home Affairs spokesman. And when the Labour government forced through with outrageous manipulation a law a few weeks ago to allow, quote, terrorist suspects, in other words, once we've got it in the people, to be held for 42 days without charge, he suddenly resigned and said that he was going to resign his seat and he was going to stand again in his constituency and seek re-election on the issue, totally one issue, of the Big Brother state in Britain.
Yeah, which, he said that the police state and the cameras was to oppress, that the government was out of control, unprecedented.
Yeah, and you know, it was unprecedented from whichever angle you look at it, this man doing this. And, obviously you put him on the back burner and you see how this plays out, this guy David Davis. Anyway, I'm watching the news one night, a couple of weeks ago, and it's clear that the Labour Party is not going to put up a candidate against him because they say the election is a farce. For that, put it through the translation decoder, we would get slaughtered, and here's our excuse not to. The other major party in Britain, the Liberal Democrats, are not standing against him because they say they agree with what he's doing, and so basically he's on his own. So I thought, well, okay, I'll stand, and I'll stand for two reasons. One, to have a debate with him about the Big Brother state, and two, to point out, and this is the major point, that it is not just the arrogant, authoritarian Labour government in this country that's bringing in the Big Brother state. It's global, and it doesn't just include surveillance cameras and DNA databases. It's a whole tapestry of interconnected change, everything from the European Union to the war on terror.
Take Texas and other states. They're passing laws that the computer repairman, by the way, he's not paid by the government to do this, must snoop through your computer and have a law enforcement degree to repair computers, not even a pretense of a Fourth Amendment or privacy. They're training all the children publicly in the U.S. and in England now to spy on their parents. I mean, it's like everything has gone into warp drive.
Exactly, it has. The point I've been making, and since I started to decide to stand, was this very point. It's happening in every country. So how on earth can it just be the Labour government? And the reason I'm standing here...
Well, the programs even have the same names.
Exactly. So I'm standing here to use the platform and get what mainstream media coverage I can as they cover these things like by-elections to get this point across. And I'm going on the line, Big Brother, the big picture. But what then starts to emerge is that people that are coming up to this constituency to support David Davis and are on his website, yeah, he's coming up to support me in opposing Big Brother. Well, there are some very strange bedfellows this guy's got. First of all, there's a guy coming up here called Ed Vasey, MP, to oppose the Big Brother state. Well, hold on a second. He was one of the original signatories to something called the Henry Jackson Society, started in 2005, named after a former U.S. senator. And then I look at the members of the Henry Jackson Society. First of all, Sir Richard Dearlove, head of MI6 from 1999 to 2004. Erwin Stelzer, former managing director of the Rothschilds Bank, now living in London, U.S. economist, a contributor to the Weekly Standard, of course, Murdoch's neocon rag.
So they're trying to co-opt the revolution against tyranny. They know they can't stop it, so they're trying to preempt it. So you're preempting, they're preempting.
Well, yeah, it's becoming clear what this scam here that I'm in the middle of here is about now, because he was also a resident scholar of the American Enterprise Institute, and now he's with the Hudson Institute. Of course, now we're starting to talk major neocon organizations that were orchestrators and propagandists for the war on terror, but it goes further. international patrons for the Henry Jackson Society of this guy who's coming to support David Davis against Big Brother include Richard Pearl, one of the major architects of the invasion.
Prince of Darkness.
A Prince of Darkness. William Crystal, co-founder of the Project for the New American Century. James Woolsey, former head of the CIA and neocon.
That's all the head neocons you just listed.
Another international patron, Robert Kagan, co-founder of the Project for the New American Century with William Crystal. Senior associate at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, which is the Reese Committee in the 50s with Norman Dodds, found out was actually manipulating war. He's the senior speechwriter for George Shultz, one of the major manipulators behind the scenes in the United States when he was Secretary of State.
He's still top kingmaker, yes.
Yeah, these are the exactly. These are the people who are connected to this organization. And this guy, Ed Vasey, who's coming up to support David Davis to fight Big Brother. And there's another guy coming up called Patrick Mercer, MP. He's a consultant for something called Blue Hackle, which is a security firm akin to Blackwater, that kind of operation.
Yeah, private mercs. Let me stop you, David, because a lot of Americans, people in the U.S., don't know the British nomenclature for elections. By standing, that means you're running for his seat. He's pulling back in this stunt, you know, to claim he's running from outside to come in and fix things. And it's not like he's just signed on to a group that has some neocons on it. They're coming to his district to push and campaign for him. That's what you mean by coming up.
Coming up to this constituency where I'm sitting in the middle of it now.
The neocons are actively flocking in to this area of England to push this guy actively. Go ahead.
Exactly. Patrick Mercer, MP, is also sponsored by something called the Heart Group. Now, this is a guy, just to confirm again, who's coming up to support the challenge to Big Brother. Well, this Heart Group that sponsors this Patrick Mercer produces electronic passports, border control systems for security, vehicle registration and tracking, biometric identification systems, etc., etc. And it's very clear that, you know what it's like, Alex, if you have an awareness starting to express itself, an understanding of some of what's going on, you want to put your people in there to become the focus and therefore control and direct or misdirect that gathering awareness. And more it's clear as I'm up here going through this election, which I don't want to win, of course. I waste of time going to Parliament.
But you have to, David. I mean, you have to win.
No, I don't want to win because what it will do is catch me in the web, which will stop me doing all the other things that I need to do that are far more important.
Well, I mean, have you calculated? I mean, is this going to hurt who he's running against more than it hurts him?
He'll win easily.
Educating people. But to be clear,
exactly. That's why I'm standing.
What they're doing here
to get this information out.
I mean, do you agree? This is what he'll do then. He'll say, "Look, I'm against Big Brother. What we need is this, and it'll be worse Big Brother, but they'll label that as anti-Big Brother, and then he'll be the savior and only give you the good ID cards that are safe."
Yeah, and the other thing that is happening, and it's already happened, is because he's done this, he's now the man the British media go to if ever a Big Brother type story breaks. It's let's get a comment from David Davis. So he becomes like the standard bearer. He's the man. And, of course, they need people like that to misdirect this gathering awareness. And the awareness is not only coming from shows like you and people like me. It's coming from daily experience, of course, now. And they need to find a way of directing it away from seeing the real massive connections that show this is a global, not a national issue.
So
why I'm standing to get this information across. By the way, Alex, he stood and said, "I want a debate on Big Brother. That's why I'm doing it." He has absolutely point-blank refused to debate with me, a fellow candidate in this election.
Amazing. So bottom line, he is a change agent masquerading as the alternative. He is controlled opposition.
There's a very good chance that that is what this game is about.
Well, there's no doubt. If you've got every top neocon, the inner circle of global neocon power, coming to his district, to campaign for him because he's fighting the New World Order. I mean, this is incredibly obvious. We're going to do a behind-the-scenes discussion for PrisonPlanet.tv and Internet listeners right now. We'll be back for everybody else in just a few minutes. Stay with us. David Icke.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue, they starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots. Standing firm for our Constitution. Standing firm against the New World Order. Hammering the enemies of freedom. Exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. American Free Press, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
Boy, folks listening on InfoWars.com and watching on PrisonPlanet.tv just heard David totally switch into left, right brain science. Restate that without me interrupting, David. Break down the left, right. And I've read the research. You're absolutely accurate in what you're saying for people, and how this Illuminati pyramid goes after certain compartmentalized, shuttered individuals. Like, you'll talk to globalists, and you'll find out they're compartmentalized and have been selected because, like a specialized insect in an anthill, they carry out a specific function, which is totally left brain.
Once I began to understand how the brain worked, society started to make real sense to me. Because we have two hemispheres of the brain. There's the right brain, which is the creative. It's the out there. It's the maverick. It's the free thinking. It's that which will not be imprisoned. It's that which can see connections between things and not just see everything as divided and apart. Now, the left brain really helps us function in this world because it's about language, it's about structure, and it's about the world of the five senses, if you like. And it's important. You know, we need whole brain people because if you're only right-brained, we all know people like that, they're very creative, but they can't function in this world. But there's another extreme, which is becoming a left-brain prisoner, which I have to say is where most people are, particularly those that run the system. And if you're in the left brain, you're just dealing with five-sense reality, which is a fraction of what there is to understand, and certainly a fraction of what there is to express yourself. And the system is designed to lock people in that tiny left brain reality. And they do it not least through the bravely entitled education system. Because as you go through school, what are you doing? You're taking in left brain information, hold it, and now give it me back on an exam paper. Tell the system what it's told you, and then you progress because you're very successful at school. You go
to basic programming.
Programming, yes, it is. I mean, it's interesting, you know, Alex, that when you go through a secret society, you go up through degrees, and then when you go to university, you get a degree. Well, it's a degree of programming to a very large extent. So you go to university from school, you go through the same process of taking in left brain information and putting it out on an exam paper. You then choose your specialization of medicine, of whatever it is, science, law, all of these things. And then you go through your specialization, and to pass those exams, you do the same again. So what you've been doing all your formative life is working with left brain reality and building up the left brain to dominate your sense of reality. And it's these people who end up in the positions of power at the top of all the institutions of science and law and politics and even business. And so the system is run by left brain prisoners who are operating with a fraction of their potential of understanding reality and creativity. And therefore, we live in a left brain society. And it's interesting. Again, you know, when you understand these things, you start to see the significance of apparently things that are not connected. The British government a few months ago announced that it was going to introduce 500 tests, intellectual type tests, for preschool children. And the teachers were saying, hold on a minute, when are the kids going to have time to play? They don't want them to play, because play is ad-lib, imaginative, right-brain thing.
Here in the U.S., I don't know about England, they have banned dodgeball, then it was play, then it was tag. Now they're just getting rid of recess. And again, they want to keep doing that left brain, as the Prussians discovered over 100 years ago. Their own documents, as you know, David, I'm sure you've seen them, say that they don't ever want you to relax or have time to think or daydream or have a philosophic. It's all just machines compartmentalizing the mind with the seven periods.
That's absolutely right. Daydreaming is a very, very important point. Daydreaming is a right brain kind of activity.
Well, it's also a communion between the cerebral cortex, the left and right, and the subconscious, which is the larger, more powerful system.
Yeah, so what they want to do is lock people into left brain reality, because it's basically putting them into a reality bubble, what I call the eggshell. And when I went to Oxford University, of course, if you're very, very good at this left brain, give it me and I'll give it you back on an exam paper, you are considered in this left brain, bewildered world to be a kind of intellectual genius. These are the people who are professors at universities who are teaching the next generation. And when I went to talk at Oxford University, it was extraordinary. The concrete minds that you see who are perceived by society to be, you know,
David Icke, we got a break. Stay there. 3-minute break. We'll be right back. Get into this. Then get into the big picture, the end game with David Icke. I'm Alex Jones, PrisonPlanet.com. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Life has changed. We're not 21 anymore. We have responsibilities. That's why there's drinking made hangover defense. Sure, we've done our share of partying.
Yeah, dude.
Now, kicking back with the neighbors and a few beers is more our style. But let's face it, as we get older, even that can leave us feeling run down the next morning. With Drinkin' Mate, you can have a few drinks tonight without waking up feeling like you had a few. Drinkin' Mate's patented and proven formula of guava leaf extract has antioxidants and other unique properties that help prevent the headache, queasy stomach, and dehydration even a few drinks can leave behind. Just dissolve one Drinkin' Mate in water and take it before bed. It's that easy. The next morning, bring on the responsibilities. Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense is available at retailers nationwide. Pick up some today. Remember your Drinkin' Mate and wake up feeling great.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24-DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
DavidIcke.com. Google his name. Dave, before we get back into these educated idiots or, like, insects, highly specialized individuals who are only in their little discipline and fit nicely into the new World Order Illuminati power pyramid, into their place, or the master queen bee up at the top, you've got a lot of websites, a lot of books, a lot of videos. Tell folks where they should go to find out more about those books and videos and materials.
Well, DavidIcke.com is the center, really, Alex. So if people go there, they'll be able to get all of them. I've written about 16 books overall, and it's been a journey, like it has for you. It's been a journey of seeing that something wasn't right, and then as you keep walking, the path just gets bigger, and the information gets bigger, and the picture gets bigger, And so, you know, we've reached this point today where we're now at last starting to get some kind of real fix on the scale of this, and therefore we have a chance of turning it around.
Sure. Let's go ahead and get back and finish up your story about talking to just the general public, much more open-minded, much more intelligent, just on the facts. People who know about the New World Order are really into info, wide-ranging analysis of different disciplines versus the specialized New World Order minions.
Yeah, what we've got to do, Alex, is we've got to reevaluate our understanding of intelligence. You know, cleverness is not wisdom, and cleverness without wisdom is the most destructive force on Earth. And what happens with left brain dominated cleverness in terms of technology and stuff like that?
David, let me stop you. I think the cord to your phone may be loose because we're losing your audio. Can you check that?
Yeah. It's a hotel phone. I should complain.
Yeah, I think I would imagine that you're walking around and when it's tough.
No, I'm sitting perfectly still.
Okay,
I don't know what's going on.
Sure.
I'm coming and going. Start over.
Go back to saying when you have these individuals, you were saying cleverness is not wisdom.
Yeah, cleverness without wisdom is the most destructive force on Earth, because without the balance of wisdom, cleverness can just, you know, go wild and create infinite death and destruction. I mean, it's very, very clever to know how to create an atomic bomb, but it's not wise to do so, especially not to use it. And so we've got these left-brain prisoners running the system who are clever. Well, some of them are. Some of them are bloody stupid, but clever, but they're not. They don't have the balance of wisdom. And intelligence is not just being able to remember, you know, what size shoes the Normans took in the Battle of Hastings in 1066. It's being able to see things that less intelligent people can't see. And I'll give you an example of the difference. I spoke at the Brixton Academy in London to 2,500 people about a month ago, and in that audience was every race, every income bracket, every range of society, age, the lot. And I gave them everything I could give them, because the reason they were there is they had open-minded intelligence. But when I spoke to these, quote, brilliant students at Oxford University, I'm sitting in the hotel room in the afternoon thinking, how do I put this in baby steps so these people have any chance of getting it? It's because we have misunderstood what intelligence is. And intelligence is just not just academia as we perceive it. It's the wisdom to see things, to see the connections, things. It locks into intuition.
I agree. Let me ask you a question.
Rather than thinking.
Let me bring forward an example of what I think of as wisdom. Exactly. They can come up with a GMO food that makes some huge profits and corners the market on food, and that would be clever. But did they with wisdom think about what that'll even do to their own grandchildren? No. These clever, wicked people, they just do it because they can, in this mad, almost instinctive race to have power, to dominate, to control. The rationale is, well, if I don't do it, somebody else will. But also wisdom really is about being tied into the human journey, the human species, realizing we're all connected and not being selfish. I mean, they're clever to have power, but they're also blinded in that they think they really are disconnected from the rest of reality, when really, when some soldier rapes and kills a child, they're raping and killing their own soul.
Exactly. And Einstein said that you cannot solve problems with the same level of
David, I got to stop you again. Can you wiggle that cord? David, stop. I need you to wiggle that cord in that phone, or we may have to reconnect with you. Because
I tell you, when we have a break, I'll try the other phone on the other side of the room.
That's what we'll do. That's perfect. We'll call you on the other phone. Okay, you're back now. I can barely hear you say Einstein.
Yeah. What I was saying is Einstein said that you cannot solve problems with the same level of consciousness that created them. And that's what we're constantly trying to do. And that's why, you know, you replace a government with another party. But that party, be it Democrat or Republican, Labour or Conservative, is coming in with the same level of consciousness, i.e. the political system's consciousness, as the one it's replacing. So instead of solving problems, it just creates more. And we're at a point now where we need to move to another level of consciousness. And overwhelmingly, this is again connected to getting out of the left brain dominated reality, so that we can see how we're creating these problems. Because if you're at the same level of consciousness that created them, you can't see how the problems are being created. So you just go round and round and round. And what's happening is more and more people who haven't necessarily been through the education system and got degrees and bits of paper and letters after their name, they're opening to a level of consciousness which is higher than that which created the problems, and therefore they can start to see ways out of here.
Now, I want to shift gears into currently what's happening with Iran, why the globalists are devaluing the dollar, why they're preparing to bring us into a world crisis as the springboard to the next level, what things will look like if the Illuminists and their controllers are able to build their world. So seeing it from their perspective, their view, what they want, this cold-blooded view, versus what freedom and love and liberty and the human revolution. We see these two different revolutions, the tyrant's revolution for global domination to have the final revolution of total dehumanization, global extermination of 90% of the world's population, versus this, for every action there's an equal reaction. We see a rising up against that. So as they intensify their juggernaut, their control system, as they throw more coal in the engine and accelerate towards Armageddon, we see another massive force, love and liberty and decency and honor and wisdom, rising up against it.
Yeah, it's like the irresistible force against the immovable object. And the immovable object, they perceive themselves to be anyway, are this network of control and enslavement. But it's a house of cards. I've been saying this for years. It's a house of cards because we are holding it together. This is the key point we have to understand. You know, I've been saying in this election campaign, just bringing it down to a basic level, you know, we've had people in this country fine hundreds of pounds for putting their wheelie trash bin out on the wrong day, according to the council's day that says they should put it out.
And they spy on your trash. We have to start saying, no, I'm not going to go along with this. Go ahead.
We had a guy in the last week here who was fined £100 by a council for putting a card in his own car saying it was for sale. He was charged with trading in the street because he parked it somewhere to go to a shop. Now, if we just allow that to happen and say, oh, that's terrible, isn't it ridiculous, what's the world coming to, then we're going to walk straight into this prison cell that we can't see the bubble. Most people can't see the bars, although they're beginning to, and the door's going to click shut, and then we're going to say, oh, hold a second, we're in a cell, what do we do? Well, it's going to be a bit bloody late then. What we need to do now is to have a non-violent, absolutely non-violent, non-cooperation campaign with the system that's enslaving us. You know, if someone's fined for putting a wheelie bin on out on the wrong day, then hundreds and thousands of people need to put their wheelie bin out on the wrong day indefinitely until the laws change. People need to go around with cards in their cars with adverts on until the laws change. This is the only way we're going to do it, because politicians aren't going to change it. Politicians are told how to vote because they want to progress in their
they've
party.
Got the big think tanks that and the party heads manage them. I wanted to bring this up. 2 years ago, I was in England, 2.5 years ago, right after the London bombing, for Terror Storm, my film, and the police, when I was being quiet, I'd be standing there videotaping somewhere in London or outside London, and cops would walk over and say, I'm putting you in a database, you're not allowed to videotape in this country. I'd be talking to crowds of people, they'd walk over and say, you're not allowed to talk to people, and it was before they banned protest around Parliament. It was about a week later they did, and they just said, we don't care, not allowed to be here, no law. And now they're even coming up to mainline reporters. And how did they get these police, these bobbies, to with pleasure come over And now it's in the British news. They harass everyone, even mainline reporters. They tell people don't talk to others in the streets. I mean, this is worse than East Germany, and it just happened overnight, David.
Yeah, well, I had an animated discussion with some policemen when I was filming a television program. I was in Parliament, and they came over to me and said, excuse me, have you got permission? I said, what permission? I said, I pay taxes to pay for this place. And they said, oh, well, we had to come over because we've got cameras all around Parliament Square, so we had to come over and see what you were doing. I said, well, you've got cameras all over Parliament Square. Look at your screens, and you'll see. Go away. And this has happened very quickly, and there's something going on. You know, over the years, this rabbit hole has got deeper. The pictures got bigger. And there's something, Alex, to do with the way they are manipulating the consciousness of people who are, if you like, operating at a certain level of frequency. You know, the brain is an electromagnetic, electrical operation. It's like a computer. Like the whole body's like
it's electrochemical.
Yeah, electrochemical and electromagnetic. It's all to do with that stuff. And if you can access the body computer, as I call it, at the frequency levels it operates at, with the means, the electromagnetic, electrical, chemical means that it operates in, then you can start changing the way that people operating at that frequency that you're manipulating at think, feel, and everything. Now, this is an interesting point, a really interesting point that you've raised here, because I've been walking around and seeing this for many, many months now. There has been a consciousness change, Alex, very demonstrably among council officials, government officials, people in uniform. No doubt about it, they've become more officious, they've become more robotic in the sense that they can't assess a situation on its merits. It's the law, mate, so I've got to do this and all this stuff. You can tell me about America, but in this country, I've demonstrably seen it in the last year or so. This has got more and more blatant and obvious, where you're literally, mate, talking to robots who cannot function in assessing a situation and reacting to it. They have to approach every situation the same. It's extraordinary. And it's like I got an email a few days ago, which I posted on my website, which is a classic case. A parent has just sat her little child. She's having an ice cream on the side of this little fountain. No danger whatsoever in a public place. We've now got safety police in this country who came over and said, well, you've got to take your child off that wall because it's dangerous, which it wasn't. So this is now coming into the
well,
fine detail
you trained,
of our life.
They're getting you trained to be minded, to have
exactly.
Secret police talking to you, to have them asking what you're doing, putting you in files, controlling you. They're getting normal people who wouldn't have connections to the system and the police. They're training you. I mean, that they admit the public schools here are prisons. We have government documents to indoctrinate you to be institutionalized on drugs for criminal reasons, psychological reasons. It's all an induction into the system. And, of course, in England and in the U.S., they're now saying you'll have to have a license to have a child. If you hug or kiss your child in public, you'll be arrested. You've got to have certification cards by the Safety Bureau to hug your child or to change their own diaper. Again, this is the state openly destroying the parents, taking the children. They're making their move right now.
Yeah, this is how one major level of what's going on, Alex, in my view. You know when they put rats or mice in these laboratory mazes, and if they go down certain channels in the maze, they get an electrical shock. After a while, the mouse has had so many electric shocks it stops going down there. Now, you can take the electric shock technology away, that mouse will not go down that channel anymore because it's been shocked so much. Now, when you look at the number of times, and my goodness me, it's expanding so fast, that we're told what we can do, what we shouldn't do, we're threatened with prosecution, we'll be fined if you do this. Basically, what this is, it's a massive war on the human mind and the human consciousness and human emotion. Basically, to become subservient. It's a massive version of anything for a quiet life. And what they're building...
And the more we acquiesce, the more they pile on.
Yeah, because what they're building is a society in which they, for the vast, vast majority, they don't have to do anything to keep people in line, because they'll keep people in line like the rat or the mouse in
the Panopticon. It's the 200-year-old French system of making people think they're surveilled, and then they enforce on themselves.
Yeah, and this is, brings me to another point. All this surveillance, and the tracking and the databases and all this stuff, this is not for the vast majority of people on this planet, because the vast majority of people will fall into that category whereby they will acquiesce through fear or through subservient programming that we've been talking about. All this stuff is for those that don't buy it, that don't fall for it, that hold their own mind and their own consciousness and their own reality, what might be called collectively the dissidents of the system. That's what that's for, to keep track and keep control of them. Because these guys are terrified of mavericks. They're terrified of people who aren't terrified of them. And so this is what it's really targeting, because most people, as in Orwell's 1984, most of the people weren't a problem to Big Brother. It was the dissidents that Big Brother had the control systems in for.
Okay, we're going to go to break for the main network, but David, we're going to talk behind the scenes. Your phone's fine now, so we don't have to switch over. Stay right there. We're going to talk behind the scenes for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and the folks listening to the exclusive streams at InfoWars.com. For everybody else, we'll be right back in just 3 minutes. If you want to hear this, go to the InfoWars.com exclusive streams or PrisonPlanet.com streams. We'll be right back.
Being a puppet, sir. Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
You need to sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job. How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of July, visit GasFreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit GasFreedom.info. That's GasFreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
¶¶
Okay, David and I were just talking about how we want to share knowledge. We want to learn more. We want to celebrate knowledge. The elite hoard it, control it. The universities, the military-industrial complex, 90-plus percent university research, it's all compartmentalized and then sent up to the architects to control it, manipulate it. And David was just now talking about that. Then when we start the next hour, for 45 minutes, he's going to spend with us. He's going to get into the master plan, what they want to build, what their end game is, and how we can stop them. David, finish up with what you were just talking about, how they hoard knowledge, how it's the ultimate selfishness.
Yeah, knowledge is something that sets people free, because the more you know, the more potential you have to control your own life, to understand your own world, to understand your own reality. And so what they've done over the centuries is two things. They've hoarded the advanced knowledge, the real understanding of the nature of reality. Like, for instance, at the so-called cutting edge of science, I'm banging this table now, and it seems solid. But, you know, quantum physicists know that that table's made of atoms. Atoms have no solidity, and therefore it can't actually be solid. So why does it appear to be solid? Why do we experience it as solid? Now, and it's a mystery, but at the top levels of this secret society web, this knowledge of reality and how we are influenced by it, now we influence it, is known. And if you have that knowledge...
Well, we're at a molecular level that resonates with that table.
Yeah, and it, exactly. We're within its frequency range, but we're decoding it. We live, the more I understand about this, Alex, we live...
Our brain sits in the fourth dimension, which the scientific equations show. I mean, our thoughts are more than even four-dimensional.
Yeah, we live in what I call the holographic internet. I'm sitting in a room now, and this hotel has the wireless internet. I can't see it. It's in the invisible realms beyond the frequency of visible light, which is the only frequency range that my eyes can access. However, if I put my computer on, out of nowhere, out of the ether, I can bring that internet into reality on the screen as pictures, as graphics, as texts, as websites. And if you say to someone, tell me about the internet, all they'll say is websites and it's on a screen and all that. Yeah, but the only place the internet exists in that form is on the computer screen. Everywhere else, it's electronic circuits and on-off electrical pulses. People say, tell me about television. Oh, it's programs and moving pictures on a screen. Hold on a second. The only place television exists in that form is on the screen. Everywhere else, it's frequency fields and electronic circuits.
And then
circuits.
It interfaces with your eyes, which are brain stalks, which then decode it in their own system, and that are then interpreted by the deeper centers of the mind.
Yeah, we are like receiver transmitters. Well, never mind, we're like. We are, at the level of the body, receiver transmitters of information from a, quote, matrix, which it operates just like the wireless internet. And we are decoding it through the mind, through the various parts of the brain, into a holographic, non-physical, but sort of very much experiences like that, world, which doesn't actually exist outside of ourselves, although it seems to be like that. It exists in our own minds. As it's quite rightly said, we don't see with our eyes, we see with our brain, because that's what decodes the information
and the top
into
admin,
the world we think we're experiencing.
And the top admin let us in on this when they say perception is reality.
It is. And if I had to bring this down to the most foundation form, this whole conspiracy that plays out as banking scams and political scams and all the things that you deal with and I deal with, but at its foundation, it is the manipulation of our reality and our sense of reality. And it's more than this. In China, you can only access parts of the internet.
Stay there. David, got a break. Back in 70 seconds with the fourth hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Jerk.